The confidentiality and non-circumvention agreement that may be signed by the Wrangell City Council and Cascade Creek LLC is a four-page document that lays out the terms and obligations. At the core of the agreement lays the notion that Cascade Creek and Wrangell each desire to evaluate the Thomas Bay Energy development for the sole purpose of entering into a business relationship. In an April 22nd memo, Mitch Seaver said there are issues concerning the city's power and authority to enter into a business relationship with private entities. Seaver is Wrangell's former city attorney. The non-circumvention part of the agreement states that Wrangell shall not develop or seek to develop the Thomas Bay Energy development or take actions to interfere with the development of it. Seaver stated that there is confusion as to what constitutes interference. He said Wrangell's involvement with the Four Dam Pool could be deemed interference. Seaver wrote that there could be any number of city activities that some could argue would interfere with the Thomas Bay development. He stated that this part of the agreement was especially concerning since the agreement would remain in effect 3 years following a written termination. Duff Mitchell spoke at Tuesday night's Wrangell City Council meeting through teleconference. Mitchell is the business development director of Cascade Creek LLC. He said the confidentiality and non-circumvention agreement does not in any way, shape, or form hinder Wrangell's ability to develop other hydropower projects. He said Cascade Creek actually encourages the city to look at more projects. The confidentiality part of the agreement pertains to any and all information relating to the project, for example, reports, ideas, research. This is all considered protected information. The agreement states, at no time shall any party represent that protected information is public information and/or public documents that would fall under the jurisdiction of the Public Records Act. In a past memo dated March 19th, Seaver had written, depending on the nature of the information involved, there could be an argument that Cascade's privacy interest outweighs the public's right to know. Seaver continued, I don't know if the city wants to go down that path or undertake that burden. Mitchell wanted to assure the council that signing the agreement does not commit the city of Wrangell to actually invest. He said it just gives the city the opportunity to look at information Cascade Creek has. If nothing else, he said, it would be educational. Councilmember Ernie Christian said the council needed to move forward.
Whether or not we decide to do anything with Cascade Creek LLC, I believe we need to look at what they have to offer and decide from there. Since we don't know what they actually are presenting or what they have, I think it would be something that the city of Wrangell needs to look at for long-term power.
There was concurrence to this by other council members. Vice Mayor Paul Southen said he's most concerned with getting information.
I'm interested in talking with them. I'm interested in learning what they know. I'm interested in partnering with them if it makes sense. But to develop information about hydro in Southeast, we can't just take information from one source and say, these are the guys that have done it, they know what's best, and they're going to look out for our interests. If you read into that I was talking about the Four Dam Pool, I was. I'm not sure that they have our best interest at heart. I'm not sure that they don't. But this is the time for the debate, and I think everybody should step forward to the plate, take a look at all the information that's available, and then make a reasoned choice.
In his support of the council signing the agreement, community member Warren Edgley also expressed a lack of confidence in the Four Dam Pool. Edgley is a likely member of Wrangell's future borough assembly.
Cascade has information that have been developed by supposedly competent people. They paid for it. They just like this non-disclosure agreement so they could share it with you. And you guys can't have too much information. You've been listening to information that come out of the Four Dam Pool, and frankly, demonstrably, a lot of that is just belly wash.
Councilmember Ron Rice was more skeptical. He said he believes hydropower should belong to municipalities to ensure that consumers get the lowest cost as possible. He wasn't sure if a private company would have the same intention. Rice also said he didn't want to get in the way of Petersburg.
If signing this non-disclosure does not in any way compromise our relationship with Thomas Bay or Petersburg's desire to move forward with Ruth Lake for licensing or their permitting, you know, which side are we trying to endorse here? I think the question needs to be asked, you know, are we alienating ourselves from our neighbors to the north? Maybe not.
Ultimately, Rice said if the agreement does not compromise these aims, then it makes sense. Southland did agree with Rice that governmental agencies should control water rights, but he said he thinks private industry has a better chance of actually building the transmission and generation facilities. Councilmember Don McConaughey reaffirmed the belief that the agreement would just allow Wrangell more access to information.
If this is just an attempt of getting information from a private company, I would agree with him. If it is an attempt to block out what we can do as a municipality, I would be against it. But the way I'm reading it now is we are just going to get information from them. We are not going to be investing in Cascade Creek or anything along that line. We're signing a non-disclosure agreement in order to be able to get a little bit more information, and I think that's okay.
The Wrangell Council unanimously agreed to sign the confidentiality and non-circumvention agreement with Cascade Creek with conditional and final review by the current city attorney. The final signing is scheduled to take place at the council's next regular meeting on May 27th. This is Lisa Fu reporting in Wrangell.